everyone. Lisa Haven here, and I've got a bombshell report to share with you guys today. And I've brought on an expert, an insider who really does his research about what's going on in society. And I got to tell you, we are headed to some pretty terrifying places. If you think it's bad now, well, just wait till we hit in the future. And I hate to say that. I mean, we can maybe turn things around. But Bible prophecy is starting to explode right before our eyes. And we're seeing everything from the digital currency, Mark of the Beast technology, and all of this, it's just coming to fruition. So on today's broadcast, I wanted to bring on Clay Clark with TimeToFreeAmerica.com. I've brought him on a couple of times before, but he's such an amazing researcher that I wanted to glean some more information from him on all of that topic. So are you with me over there, Clay?
I am with you, and I have some disturbing information I want to share, and I just encourage people before you listen to any words I say today, homework, everybody, read Matthew chapter 24. Everybody go get your Bible, read Matthew chapter 24, King James, and read Luke chapter 21, because what I'm saying will not make any sense without some sort of biblical knowledge. That being said, I've got three very disturbing sound clips for you I'd like to play and kind of really actually have you sort of react to them, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sounds good.
Okay, so this first clip comes to us via a man by the name of Yuval Noah Harari. This is the top advisor for this guy, Klaus Schwab. So let me give you just a little context here. Yuval Noah Harari is the top advisor for Klaus Schwab. Yuval Noah Harari is praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates. All right, so he would be to the World Economic Forum what Tom Brady was to the NFL, or is to the NFL. He would be to the World Economic Forum what Michael Jordan was to the NBA. He would be the top guy at the World Economic Forum, top advisor. So he was being interviewed. And this is in the last 2 weeks. And the interviewer says, can you tell us how COVID-19 will change the world? And this is what he said out loud. Listen to what he said. And folks, really, like, sometimes we have to have an ear to hear, really dial in, tune in, really think about the words he's saying here out loud. I'm backing it up. Here we go.
Ideally, the response to COVID should be the establishment of a global healthcare system, a basic healthcare system for the entire human race. I mean, COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, even in democratic countries, and it makes surveillance go under your skin. Just imagine the situation when everybody goes around all the time with some biometric bracelet or other device that constantly monitors what's happening inside your body. So the moment your body temperature starts rising or there are other signs that something is wrong, the health authority knows that you're sick and you're isolated, and that's it. That's the end of the epidemic. If we had such a system today, there won't be COVID.
Okay, so the question I'd have for you is, what did what he just said, what is disturbing to you? What part of what he, if you're listening right now, then I'd ask you directly, you know, here as the host of the show, what about that is disturbing?
Well, all of it. For starters, I'm like, I'm trying to figure out why he would even bring that to the forefront, because a majority of people have read the Bible. If not, a lot of people have heard of this little thing called Mark of the Beast. And the Mark of the Beast is going to be inserted in your hand or forehead. This is what a lot of Christians speculate. Some say it'll be tattoos. Some say it'll be some kind of implantable chip, which is what I believe it will be. And to hear this guy come publicly and say, hey, we want to insert this thing into your skin. Has he never in his lifetime heard of Bible prophecy? And this is a very bad thing, because he who receives the Mark of the Beast is basically Satan's child. Like, there's no hope for you when that comes out. So nobody wants to receive this thing. And to hear a global leader who, you know, has heard it in some way, shape, or form promote the idea of this implantable chip, it's like he's ushering in the end of days, the Antichrist rule. And that's why it's so terrifying. It's not a beautiful thing. You referenced Matthew 24. Well, I'm very well aware of Matthew 24. The disciples there talking to Jesus, and he's talking about the things that'll come to pass mass on the earth that great and mighty day. And this is just one of those things. And it's like chilling to the core. And he's always, and they're always doing it in the name of safety. And we're going to eliminate COVID. I mean, that wouldn't eliminate COVID in any way, shape, or form. You know, so it's just always this false sense of security that they're doing it under to usher in the beast system.
And I want to be very clear, folks, because I assume that the level of biblical literacy is maybe high on your show, but I will say that in most churches, a lot of pastors don't teach from the Bible. It's an experiential, weird, crafty teaching now where they say, you know, I went to the gas station and this happened, and then God showed me this, and then I responded that way. And I felt like, you know, a lot of pastors now just talk about things that happened in their life, and then they sort of grasp at straws to try to tie it into the Bible. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3 says, when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. So you're starting to see more of this discussion of safety, for your safety, folks, go to Twitter tonight and type in quarantine China. And you're going to see these massive quarantine facilities being erected all over China right now for their safety. Okay, so there we go. Now, this next clip is Tucker Carlson. Now, if someone says, I don't want to put that shot in my body, I love that. So if someone says, I don't want to put that shot in my body, I love that. However, the question is, what would be the best way to convince you to put that shot in your body? Well, there's three ways that are being used right now. And maybe some could say there's 50 ways, but there's three that I'm very aware of. One is celebrities. Woo, if we can get a celebrity to convince you or an expert to convince you to put that RNA modifying nanotechnology shot in your body, they're going to do it. Celebrities. Think about Jennifer Lopez. Think about celebrity pastors. Think about Tony Fauci and T.D. Jakes. Think about Rick Warren. Think about Andy Stanley pushing lockdowns. Think about experts. Think about Fauci. Think about these experts. You got to take the shot. Think about governors, experts, or celebrities. Second is fear. Fear. Now, fear. Woo, fear is a thing where a lot of times people say, fear, man, why'd you do it? I was afraid. They said, I was afraid. Now the next one here, and this one is it says, for the love of money. For the love of money, 1 Timothy 6:10 says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So a lot of people, when you start messing with their money, they'll do anything. Now, man, I've discovered this on the Reawaken America tour. Let me tell you this. I don't take any income or salary from the tour. And the folks at, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, folks, and you want to join us at the Reawaken America tour in Nashville, this is really interesting. The first event we had in Tulsa, I think a lot of people wanted to be a part of it. They thought, man, I could make some money with this. This is a good niche, man, sharing the truth. I'm a truther. Well, about four or five events into it, people started coming to me, a lot of the speakers, a lot of the attendees going, man, how do you make any money on this? You know, you and your wife let people go to timetofreeamerica.com and name their price. And if you go there right now and you go come and join us in Nashville, you can name your price. And so the speakers start asking each other, are you getting paid for this? Are you getting paid? People, the speakers are going, I'm not getting paid. And they start running. And this is so the Rolling Stone did this. The Rolling Stone actually reported in print, Clay Clark has bitten off more than he can chew because they discovered I'm losing money. You know, the mainstream media, they came to the last event we did in Pennsylvania and they said, one of those reporters, do you mind if we go out in the audience and ask people what they paid for a ticket? I said, no problem. So they asked the people, what'd you pay? And people are saying, well, you know, I paid $7. I paid $2.50. I paid $14. I paid $85. And there's no common pattern. And then they said, Mr. Clark, just so you know, we have receipts. We've seen what you've paid the vendors. We've seen what you've paid the, you know, the big lighting companies or the sound equipment, the porta potties, the security. And we have determined, this is what the reporter says to me, that you are losing a lot of money at these. I go, this is true. Yeah. And they go, well, why are you doing it then? I'm like, 'cause I'm trying to wake people up and share the truth. But I'm telling you, you know how many people, how many vendors and speakers and people that just tapped out after like the first event? 'Cause they're like, hey, if I can't make any money, I can't speak. I mean, that's just kind of how people are. And then you talk about Mike Lindell getting a lawsuit. I'm now being sued from by Dominion's Eric Coomer for allowing Mike Lindell and others to speak about election fraud. I mean, you start talking about lawsuits and litigation. I think all the speakers we now have on the stage have been sued or subpoenaed. But most people, the first sign of any type of financial stress, they stop. So Tucker Carlson, about 4 days ago, he hopped on Fox News. And he described what central bank digital currencies will do to you and I. A programmable central bank digital currency was rolled out on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Glenn Beck has reported this, as well as Tucker Carlson. By the way, Glenn Beck, during the broadcast, actually described the central bank digital currencies as the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast. Glenn Beck actually said those words, okay? So Tucker Carlson didn't say Mark of the Beast, but listen to what Tucker Carlson said when describing the programmable central bank digital currency that's being rolled out right now on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And again, this isn't a conspiracy theory. This is actually happening. Programmable central bank digital currency as a response to, quote unquote, FTX collapse. Listen to this, folks.
FTX blew up in spectacular fashion. It looks like fraud. But in the wake of that, rather than thinking through, like, why did regulators let this happen? There's a new effort underway to regulate every single financial transaction that occurs in this country through something called the Central Bank Digital Currency, CBDC. If that happens, we're done. They can control you with a flick of a switch.
Which is what they do in China. So now let's think about it, okay? We're doing this show today. And by the way, you've been one of the great patriots all along doing this. And I really do appreciate you always carving out time to allow wonderful patriots on your show and for lowering your standards for allowing me to be here. But, you know, you in China, if you recorded this show in China today, you would go to the store and buy something and you couldn't because your money would be turned off because it's called a social credit score that's tied into you and your behavior online, offline, and what you type into your phone. I'd love to get your thoughts, your reaction to hearing what Tucker Carlson just said.
Yeah, I think he really kind of hit the nail on the head when he said the words control. They can control you with a switch. And that's what it is. I mean, if we have no cash and we have no cash transactions, there's no way to go. I'm not necessarily go around the system, but they can control everything just like they do in China. If they don't like what you're doing, if they don't like your politics, if they don't like what you're talking about, they'll just turn your little chip off so you can't buy anything. There is no, I'll do it for cash or, you know, I'll go buy a bike. I mean, everything is off. There is no alternative. And we already know that they're going to do that because we already have banks kicking off conservatives. We had insurance companies kicking off conservatives, social media, websites. I mean, everything, you know, all these things, and they're kind of working jointly to kind of go after the more Christian conservative base. And you said something else I want to touch on. You know, gosh, I can't even believe. I mean, it really goes to show how bad things are in our once free country, because we're not free anymore, when they're literally suing people for freedom of speech. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, there's a lot of questions going on with the 2020 election that we need answers to. And so I just, and then they even go after you that way. It's just insanity. I have never seen such an attack. And God, I would hope they wouldn't be able to prevail in court, but you just never know anymore.
Now, I remember years ago, this is probably, if anybody has a kid in the car, just kind of cover their ears or maybe ask them to go in the other room for a second. But I want to share this story. Years ago, I was at a wedding. It's probably 15 years ago. I'm at a wedding, you know, and I was 25. And a guy about my age was getting married. And, you know, you're backstage with the groomsmen and you're talking, you know. And I didn't know these guys super well. And, you know, I don't know if a lot of people know this. So I'm going to be very vague. But a lot of grooms, they shouldn't do it. And a lot of groomsmen, they shouldn't do it. This is totally the day before their wedding, they go out to certain places and do certain things before their wedding as their bachelor party. You know, this is crazy. And I am not going to participate in that. I'm not going to. So I remember talking to the groomsman, and this groomsman says, my goal tonight is I'm going to do ABC 1, 2, 3. And I'm thinking, did you just say that? Because it's what he said was so crazy, you know? And we're going, you wouldn't do it. He said, no. I bet you, and he's betting the other groomsmen, that he can convince one of the bridesmaids to do a certain act, and he's gonna, this is his plan. He's telling us in advance, I'm gonna do this. And we're like, this person's a virtuous person. This would never happen. And he says, no. If I can convince her that I love her, it'll happen. And I'm like, you're the worst person ever. You know what I mean? And he says it. And sure enough, the next day, he did what he said he was going to do. And we're going, it was so horrible, so terrible what he was describing, right, to this innocent woman. And, you know, and it's just, and you hear it and you're like, what? And it, on a greater level, you know, you see people like Adolf Hitler. He started off by using the epidemic, and everyone needs to go to Google tonight. Look this up, okay? Everyone type in 1933, okay? Hitler, New York Post. Everyone type it in, 1933, Hitler, New York Post. And then type in epidemic after it, okay? So what happened is the actual name of the article is Influenza Pandemic Fueled the Rise of the Nazi Party. Okay, influenza fueled rise of the Nazi Party. Hitler started telling people, you know, the issue we've got with this whole influenza pandemic is we've got, you know, certain people in the population that are more at risk, and these people are the problem. And he began to talk about these things out loud, saying, this particular group of people, they are the problem, this group here. And he kept doing it, and people are going, surely you're not calling for genocide. Sure, right? I mean, people... And you ask people who survived that period of time, or you've ever seen documentaries, they always go, he started saying it, but it was so terrible, we didn't believe he would actually do it. You know? So again, a bunch of us groomsmen are like, we can't believe he's going to do this, but he did. And people are going, I can't believe he said this. What's happening now is BRICS is now being discussed. And I want people to listen to BRICS, okay? BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Okay, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. That's 41% of the Earth's population. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And the United States has been off the gold standard since 1971. Since 1971, we've been off the gold standard. Per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger in 1971, this guy, Klaus Schwab, started the World Economic Forum. So we've been supported by this thing called the petrodollar. And the petrodollar is this relationship that Henry Kissinger set up where Saudi Arabia exports their oil to other countries at a price that we like in exchange for the U.S. military support. Okay, so they export oil at a price we like to countries we like, and they deposit some of their money in the U.S. banks. Thus, it's called the petrodollar. So we have no value in our paper currency beyond that of what is called the petrodollar. Saudi Arabia has announced they are now leaving the United States, and they're joining BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. So I want people to listen to what the head of the BRICS bank said out loud, Marcos Troigo. Listen to what he said out loud, folks. Here we go. November 5th, he said this.
So BRICS started out as a concept for how the future of the global economy would look like, but now it has evolved to really a tool that promotes global governance.
It promotes global governance. So this is a programmable central bank digital currency controlled by China in Shanghai. And it is being rolled out right now. And the head of this organization just said it started out as a new currency, but now it's really being rolled out for global governance. Would love to get your thoughts on this idea that they're saying this out loud.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, they have been telling us for years. You and I have been warning and warning and warning. At least I've been warning for years since this stuff been coming up, and I know that you have. And we've had them saying, so like Klaus Schwab has given props over and over again to communist China, how good they are. Same with like our Apple CEO, Tim Cook. He's been promoting China, pushing China. And these are a lot of people pushing one of the most communist regimes. And then when you look at, you know, how they are putting Uyghur Muslims and Christians and Falun Gongs in these re-education camps, organ harvesting and all this over in China, and nobody says or does anything about it, you know that the agenda is much deeper. Then you come here to the United States of America, where they're buying up our farmland, buying up, you know, financing some of our schools and colleges for trips to China, and how involved they are in our United States, and now how involved they are at the very top with the Biden family. I mean, they are so intrinsic that it's literally terrifying. Now they're just, like you said, out in the open saying everything that they called us conspiracy theorists for years and years and years ago. And it all lines up with the Bible.
So I encourage everyone today as homework, go to Luke chapter 21, read it out loud. Out loud, please. Out loud, folks. Then I want you to read Matthew chapter 24 as though it's inspired by God, because it is. It's God's words. Read it, okay? Matthew chapter 24, Luke chapter 21. Then read the book of Revelation chapter 13, and it'll all make a lot of sense there for you. Then for added fun, read 2 Thessalonians, okay? And I would just encourage everybody out there, go to timetofreeamerica.com tonight and come join us in Nashville. And the reason why it's so important is I don't know the percentage, and I'm not trying to be negative today. I'm not trying to discourage anybody. But when I go to the tour and we share the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, what's inside the shots, et cetera, I ask people, I say, hey, folks, put up your hand today if you're hearing this for the first time. And do you know this? Almost 3/4 of the hands go up every single time. People just don't know this stuff. So I would just say in closing, go to Time to Free America. Come join us on the event. You can learn all this information, get educated, get plugged in. You can meet patriots that are actually fighting back. Second, you can download the documentary for free tonight, the Reawaken America Tour documentary. You can watch it for free tonight at timetofreeamerica.com. You can download the book called The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening for free at timetofreeamerica.com. You can find jobs that don't require this RNA modifying nanotechnology, mark of the beast, shots. You can find those jobs for free at timetofreeamerica.com. And also you can find a COVID-19 vaccine religious exemption that will be signed by pastors at timetofreeamerica.com. So a lot of information. I'm sorry if I have such a hard break today, but I just cannot thank you enough for being a critical thinker who believes the Bible to be the irrefutable word of God. Therefore, you have ears to hear, and therefore it makes sense to you. And I just wish there was more people on our team that got it.
I do too. And you know, the more that we spread Christianity, more that we spread the good news of Jesus, I think the more people that we're going to win to our side, because they know what's dead ahead. And by the way, you guys, make sure you check out timetofreeamerica.com. I'll leave a link in the description box below so you guys can click on it, check it out. And I'm going to try to make one of those conferences, either Nashville or Tulsa. So I'm really excited to possibly attend one.
My promise to you is if you come to the event in Nashville, I will make sure that I bring you personally backstage. I'll try to introduce as many of the speakers to you as possible, because I want a lot of those big names to hop on your show, because you've been diligently putting in the work, and I'd love to make those connections for you. But thank you so much for all the work you've been doing behind the scenes. I really am honored to know you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. You as well. And hopefully I'll see you at the one in January. And you guys as well listening, hopefully I'll see you out there. Well, love you all. I'm Lisa Haven, and that was Clay Clark signing out.